It's 8:40 on a Friday morning. This, as we head into Mother's Day weekend, really is the kind of the beginning of the outdoor festival season. Paula on Art Zadie Radio for the Imagination in about 20 minutes will be previewing the Straight River Arts Festival in Faribault, which is coming up next weekend. In midsummer, it's the Vintage Band Festival, and we have a couple of the organizers joining us from the Vintage Band Festival. We have Dan Bergeson and also Randall Ferguson. Good morning, gentlemen.
How you doing, Jeff?
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in today. You know, we waited. Winter seemed to last forever, and now all of a sudden we're talking about the Vintage Band Festival. Wow. It's like there's no time off in between. We didn't have a spring this year, but I'm looking forward to it.
We've been talking about it for a year.
So. We pretty much get into the next year on the last day of the current festival.
Yeah, go around asking bands to come back or what?
Yeah, so last August we were starting to talk about 2023.
And let's talk about 2023. It's coming up in the end of July.
July 29th, mm-hmm. Saturday.
And today's one of those years where you have just one day, is that correct?
That's correct.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. We started out with every 3 years. Actually, the first two festivals, there was 4 years between 2006 and 2010. And then we went to a three-year interval. But people kept saying, why don't you do this every year? We said, well, it's hard. It costs a lot of money. And we just didn't have the moxie to do it every year. But then we hit on the idea of just doing it one day instead of 4 days. And so we did that in 2014, and it worked, and people loved it. It was far less work for us to put it together, and so we now do 2 1-day festivals, and then we do a 4-day, and then 2 1-day and a 4-day. So every 3 years we do the 2022. Last year we did the 4-day festival.
You know, the festival's been going on, as you mentioned, quite a long time now, what, 15, 20 years or so?
This is our 17th year.
17th year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do you find that as you get a growing reputation around not only Minnesota, but upper Midwest, the U.S., and internationally really too, is it a little easier to book the acts now? Do you get more people contacting you about that?
We do have people contacting us pretty regularly. Actually, booking the acts is not difficult. There are scheduling conflicts sometimes where a band that we would like to hire can't make it, can't for some reason travel or some personal issue, they can't make it. For example, this summer we will not be having a perennial favorite. We won't be able to have the Copper Street Brass this summer. They're going to go offline for the summer. One of the members of the group is going to have another addition to his family.
Okay.
He's not interested in performing this summer.
That that takes up a lot of your time.
But really, getting the bands is not the difficult part. The difficult part is raising the money and doing all the logistical planning that we have to do.
All right. Let's talk about where you're at in that planning right now and in the fundraisings and such. We're heading into summer. Is it everything kind of in place now, or you still need are there still some tasks and chores to do?
Well, we have a real good, we're in a good situation with our finances. We are in the middle of a fund drive. We have a $15,000 goal, and we're at about 11 of that. So we're looking pretty good for money. We could always use volunteers.
Always use more.
We could always use more money. Yeah, I'm not saying stop writing your checks. I'm saying we feel good about where we are. But getting volunteers to help is important. We're still working through some details with the city, which has been a great partner, by the way. We love working with the city of Northfield to put this on. It's really a three-part deal with Riverwalk Market Fair also taking place on Saturday, and the city of Northfield and the Vintage Band Festival Board and its volunteers.
So the synergy in there, I really like. I mean, those are two great events, and the city kind of helps navigate those for the groups involved. That's a fun weekend. It's a lot of good things, and that's a lot of good reasons for people to come to Northfield.
Yeah, we think this festival has joined the ranks of several other events in town and being an annual tradition that people look forward to. And you mentioned earlier about is it regional? Is it international? Is it a national focus? And we've done all of those things. We have people coming from as far away as Alaska to be in the audience for this. They come for the whole weekend.
All right. That's good. Good for Northfield. Love to have, you know, and it's fun going down and talking, watching the band, and, you know, all of a sudden you'll just find yourself talking to the person standing next to you or sitting next to you, and you find out, yeah, they're from all over. They really come from all over. Nice people.
Yeah.
And the bands are, you know, just wonderful to get to know them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some that you see every year, or some every 4 years that come. Last year, with the 4 day, you know, quite often we'll have at least one or two international bands, but that wasn't possible with what was happening with the airlines, mm-hmm. and everything. So we ended up with more local, but it's a blast. It is so much fun. And
can you give us a little preview, some of the highlights of who's playing this year? Maybe some familiar ones that are coming back, fan favorites, as you mentioned, and are there some new ones that you're excited about?
I think it's probably the most diverse lineup that we've had before.
It's we'll have music going from 9 a.m. in the morning until 10 p.m. at night. We will have I'm excited about a new band that we've never had before called the Minnesota Pipes and Drums. They're a Scottish, they play Scottish Highland pipes.
Mm-hmm.
They've been in town before. Some of their members come and participate in the Defeat of Jesse James Day's celebration. But we've never had them, and so we're looking forward to having bagpipes in Bridge Square at 3 p.m. on July 29th. Another band that's been here a couple times before, but we weren't able to get them the last time we invited them, is the 34th Division Regimental Band from Rosemount. They call themselves the Red Bull Band because that's the name of the regiment, is the Red Bull Regiment. And they're a National Guard unit of the 34th Division in the United States Army. And they have a fantastic band. So we're looking forward to usually they show up in uniform, and you know, it's really good.
And these are our current soldiers that are in the reserves.
Correct? Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they might even, I don't know if any of the members live in Northfield, but it's local people.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic musicians.
What you have, as you have had in the past, some Spanish acts, some...
We do have a couple of Hispanic bands. We have the Mariachi Mi Tierra. They're playing at 5 o'clock. And then following that, we have Banda La Verdadera. Both of those bands have been with us 3 or 4 times now, and they really attract. They just light up the audience. They really attract a crowd.
Yeah,
we make sure to have our festival marketing translated into Spanish and try to get it in places where Northfield residents who are Spanish speaking will be able to see it and come on down.
You also have a big band coming. You're going to finish with a flourish.
Yeah, the evening, let's see, this year, we have...
We have the Bend in the River Big Band. We often end the evening with a street dance.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the last two acts in the evening are focused on dance.
Mm-hmm.
So we will have a swing band from... they're local. One of their members, Dave Miller, plays keyboards for them. He's a Northfield person who teaches at the high school.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be fun. We have a German band. We have New Orleans-style brass band. We have the British-style brass band and the Sheldon Theater brass band from Red Wing. Twin Cities Trumpet Ensemble. As Randy said, it's a really diverse mix.
Yeah, very diverse mix, no doubt about it.
Bavarian Music Meisters are always fun.
Yeah.
they come and they practically grab you to come out and dance.
Yeah, I know.
And they teach you.
The only thing missing is a giant stein of beer.
Yeah, right.
With that.
Well, behind the stage.
You know, I've got to ask you about something as well. We were talking before we went on the air about, there's a picture on some of the literature you're handing out. There's a picture that says Northfield City Band, and it's not a recent picture, I'll put it that way. But I've seen a lot of like vintage pictures and stuff, and I'm familiar with a lot of the more iconic pictures in Northfield's history. I never saw that.
No.
That's a cool thing. Do you have any info on that?
Or? We saw this for the first time last summer at our festival because the Northfield Historical Society put an ad in our program using this photograph. And our jaws dropped. We said, where did that come from? None of us had ever seen this picture before. They tell us it's from 1917, and it is, in fact, the Northfield, Minnesota City Band. And we were delighted that the Historical Society gave us permission to use this. Every year, we pick out a photograph that we like to put on our marketing, and we try to change it up so we're not using the same photograph for 10 or 15 years. So this is the first time we've been able to use this photograph, and we invite people from the area who see this photograph, if they happen to know anyone in their family who was in this photograph, or just the name of the person, we'd love to hear that, because we didn't get anything that identifies these people.
There's no information at all on the back of it or anything whatsoever.
No, no.
Great picture.
We also don't know where it was taken. It's very hard to figure out what the backdrop is. They're in front of a building.
Possibly a stadium.
And it might be Carlton. It might be Laird Stadium at Carlton. Mm-hmm. We're just not sure.
Huh. Yeah, just fascinating. Yeah. I love that, though. That's something you could blow up and use as a...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
As a huge... When the Vintage Band Festival has their own arena, you can put something...
You could put it on the wall, that's right.
All right, you mentioned a couple of things you need is money and volunteers. Of course, you can never have too much of either one of those. But if the people out there would like to help in one category or the other, how do they do that?
We would encourage people to send us an email message at vintagebandfestival@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or go, that would be for volunteers or any suggestions for our programming. If you want to give money to us, go to our website, vintagebandfestival.org, and there's a big green button in the middle of the screen on the homepage that says donate. You can't miss it. Just click on that and fill in the blanks and put your credit card number in, and we're happy to take it. Thank you.
And as far as the volunteers, do you need to have any skills, special skills? You have to play a 100-year-old trumpet or anything?
We don't ask people to play instruments. No. Okay. We ask people to be, we hope they're pleasant. So that people will come back. But right. No, there's no requirement. There are a few, if you're going to help out with stage management, stage operations, we probably need you to be able to, you know, lift some... We've got to put up chairs, take down chairs, and mm-hmm. that kind of thing. Some light lifting.
All right. We'll just contact you and
contact us.
We'll find a job for you to do.
We will find a job.
Definitely.
There's always something.
Jill, what else do we need to know? Anything else about the Vintage Band Festival? Well, I'm sure we'll be connecting again before July the 29th.
Yeah, we hope Paula will have us back. She usually invites us the week before the festival on her Art Zany show to talk about it.
I'm sure she's holding a spot open for you.
Yeah, that would be great. No, just everybody come on down July 29th, Saturday, 9 a.m. we start, and we're done at 10, and it's just going to be a wonderful day of music.
Great day on Bridge Square.
All right. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in. We sure appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Jeff.
That is Randall Ferguson and Dan Bergeson with the Vintage Band Festival. Paula's coming up in just a few. We've got local news coming up next with Rich.
Shumway Custom Bath will help you create the bathroom you've always wanted. Their high-quality designs cater to all your needs and desires. Shumway Custom Bath is offering beautiful and safe tub-to-shower conversions. Their onyx and acrylic walls are durable and come with a lifetime guarantee. Visit their website at shumwaycustombath.com. Shumway Custom Bath, the bathroom remodel of your dreams in less time for less money.
Call the girls and save the date for 2023 Girls Night Out this Friday, May 12th. Girls Night Out, brought to you by the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, has become a treasured tradition for women of all ages. Shop at participating stores for specials, discounts, and drawings throughout the night. Don't miss the Chamber Buck drawings in every sponsor store. A total of $900 in Chamber Bucks will be given away. There's something for everyone in downtown Northfield at Girls Night Out this Friday night.
The Northfield Liquor Store, located in the heart of downtown Northfield, has been a staple of this community for over 70 years. The Northfield Muni's profits directly support our community. What does this mean? Well, did you know that